A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. Sisters and brothers, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each must do as already determined, without sadness or compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God is able to make every grace abundant for you, so that in all things, always having all you need, you may have abundance for every good work. As it is written, He scatters abroad, He gives to the poor, His righteousness endures forever. The one who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of your righteousness. The Word of the Lord. There is a line in Ecclesiastes which goes something like this: Cast your bread upon the waters, and it will return to you. I am reminded of that passage when I read of sowing bountifully today, and what happens when one sows sparingly. Surely the waves will carry the bread back to shore, or the attitudes and behaviors we throw out to the world, the workplace, the neighborhood, will somehow make their way back into our lives. And we realize too late sometimes that if those behaviors were negative, the return is not good. Scientists tell us that every little thing we do somehow has far-reaching effects. So this does challenge us, does it not, to make wise choices, hard as that may be sometimes. Some other thoughts on this passage might be: when considering donations, giving of time, volunteering, unselfish choices, let's decide in the quiet of our own hearts what we will give. Let's not worry about what the next person is giving. And stay with the pledge. We will benefit. The recipients will benefit. Our little corner of the world is better because of our choices. Even little things fall into this category of sowing bountifully, of giving. For example, if you even reach the top shelf for the coffee in the grocery store because the little lady next to you cannot, that is giving. If you smile at the person who has just goofed in your college class to try to make them feel better, that is giving. If you put an affectionate little note under your parents' pillow, that is giving. It is sowing bountifully. If you overlook what someone has done to offend you, that is giving. If you send a birthday card to someone who never remembers you, that is giving. It is sowing bountifully. If you go without dessert at the restaurant and later put that savings in the collection basket, that is giving. If you stand behind the table in the food line and dish up the turkey and dressing, of course, that is giving. And if you stick up for the person not present who is being ridiculed, that is giving. It is sowing bountifully. Then, wow, later, or even right then, you will reap the benefit of that giving. Your smile will increase. Your heart will grow softer. You will hear Jesus remind you and all of us, whoever sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So let us all go and experience the harvest of our own goodness and praise God for making those graces abundant for us. Amen.